The story about here is inspired by the way I sometimes feel. It addresses people's wrong appreciation of beauty. Maybe in between you could find where you stand and adjust your perception. I hope you would learn, and most especially that I pass across this opinion of mine clearly. I swung my wrapper across my beaded waistline, lifting my hammock claypot on top of my head. My name is Kike Lomo. I'm the one they call Kike Lomo on Ibadi. I have a round backside. The most of town never ceases to admire this beauty called me. Some vehemently laid claims she's the daughter of the water goddess, alluding to the fact that, seriously but prudently, I was dumped to Roman hands. It seemed to be the most logical explanation for my beauty. Surely, they would mutter in their corners, she is more than just a lucky gimpo. But I couldn't totally dismiss their ludicrous assumptions. Flawless, it is me. My skin is smooth and shone like the mud Ya uses to wash down the old walls. Legs that bear semblance to freshly cut yam tubers, curved into a small mist. My size triggered every muscle in a man. And the ladies, they felt beating at my facade. Their beauty was no match for mine. Even married men snatched their looks. So there you are, thinking I must be the luckiest girl in my sphere. But far from this is what it is. I became the object of taunts to profitless men. The older women glared at me as unworthy, like I was a threat to their marriage. This is my verdict. Even beauty can be a burden. Why couldn't they see beyond these outwards? The hands that worked tirelessly and the mind that contained 10 minds of men. Why couldn't they see that beauty was of the external and that it only lasted every passing day? It's an order. I'm sure most of us can relate to this in our own separate, in our own different ways, I guess. I speak of myself when I say people notice my frame before anything. Of course, I appreciate admiration, but when it becomes too perpetual and people start to treat you like a thing rather than woman, it's degrading. Another thing I notice is people might not take you seriously. I remember having a conversation with a guy and all he kept saying was different from what I was saying, like we were in two different conversations. It means he was not even paying attention to me, yet he kept saying that he likes me. Isn't that degrading? A woman can be intelligent, successful, creative or innovative, but if she's also stunningly beautiful, beauty wins every time. I think we should be clear about this. Beauty is beautiful. I mean, it's a thing worthy of note, but beauty is not everything. Everyone deserves to be treated as human, even beautiful people. Beauty is the essence of the being, found in the internals rather, not in the externals.